This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Sunday, and troops battled militants in several areas of the Hamas-run territory, where the health ministry said the death toll in the war had exceeded 35,000 people. As Egyptian, Qatari, and American mediation efforts towards a truce appeared to stall, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday a ceasefire could be achieved tomorrow if Hamas released the hostages held in Gaza since the October 7th attack that sparked the conflict. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As Israel pushes deeper into Rafah, Hamas fighters are regrouping elsewhere in ungoverned Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli military footage showed Israeli soldiers shooting in northern Gaza as it also moved deeper into the southern town of Rafah. Israel continues to push into the town despite objections from the U.S. and the rest of the international community. 300,000 people have fled Rafah on evacuation orders from Israel. The UN humanitarian chief Volker Turk said,
"So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza."
The latest move has also prompted Egypt to announce it would be joining South Africa at a UN top court to allege Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. While Israel rejects the claim, Egypt released a statement citing the worsening severity and scope of the Israeli attacks against Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis on Sunday renewed his appeal for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, offering again the Holy See's support for that mission.
Rinnovo il mio appello per uno scambio generale.
Francis also renewed his constant appeal for peace in other war-torn countries, including the Middle East. This